You are going to die.
No, no, no!
Karen, quit messing around.
Hey, what's up, Jay?
The pressure is on our two teams as they battle it out for a place in the final to compete for this magnificent trophy, which I whipped up in my garage last night.
We want the teams to make submarine racers that can travel the length of this giant tank.
The teams won't be given any breathing apparatus, so they'll have to carry their air supply on board. Take a deep breath, guys.
Back for the second time to the junkyard, it's the Custom Cruisers. They're a well-oiled machine from Northern California. They drove their collapsible car all the way to the semifinals.
Yeah!
I'm Bruiser.
I'm Willie.
I'm Broyles.
We are a 50-style hot rod club. We've got hot rods and customs from the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Bruiser's a good captain. He's a natural captain. He likes being the captain.
I expect to see myself directing these guys. Willie just lives and breathes to build things. He was a welder in Sweden. Broyles is going to be a great scavenger. He's got a lot of years of being around engines.
I have no doubt that we're going to do extremely well.
We're going to win. We're the best.
We've got the best mechanics. We've got the best welder. Best supervision. What more does it take?
We're the Custom Cruisers.
Bringing the cruisers a breath of fresh air is Bubbly Bob Wickland. He's been making subs of all shapes and sizes for nearly 20 years.
And it's a second visit as well for the Model Ts, three young car designers from the Ford factory in Detroit. They secured their spot by driving dirty in a mighty manic mud race.
I'm Gary.
I'm Steve.
I'm Justin.
We're all interns here at Ford in Detroit. I'm going to be captain of the team, Justin will be helping me with the engines, and Steve will be doing most of our electronics.
Gary's going to be great at assigning work at the junkyard. He's very details-oriented.
Yeah, Gary's definitely going to be a great captain.
My biggest goal is going to be to keep everybody on task.
We have procedures laid out, test plans laid out. We're just like the original Model T, we're just going to be the best.
We're the Model Ts!
Counseling the Model Ts on how to dive and stay alive is Ken Ripley. He's an engineering troubleshooter who's helped design and build commercial subs, as well as being a certified salvage diver.
Hey, let's go.
Model Ts!
Yeah!
Custom Cruisers!
Yeah!
Welcome back to the junkyard. You both have had the taste of success, but now it's going to get a whole lot tougher. One of you are going to be cruising through to the next round. The other will be sinking like a stone.
Today's challenge isn't on the land, and it's not in the air, nor is it on the water. Today's challenge is under the water. Your challenge is to build a submarine racer.
Yeah!
Of course, you have 10 hours to get it done, starting from the time that that mighty car crusher crushes that little car. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready, Ms. B?
Yes, Mr. H.
All right, guys. We're going underwater. We got to get a cylinder and something big, like big propane tank, something like that, maybe. It's got to be big enough to fit Bob comfortably.
Okay.
some kind of power. We're going to have to put a propeller on the back.
The Custom Cruisers plan to take a big, empty tank, cut a hole in the top, and fit on a smaller conning tower for setting their sights on the finish line. They'll also have to cut a hole in the bottom, then lift the sub with 3-foot skids so that expert Bob can escape if things start to go wrong.
Look for a big tank first.
We need a big tank.
Otherwise, we're going to have to fabricate one out of sheet and steel, and it's going to take all day.
Big white propane cylinder would be awesome.
If you can find one, that'd be perfect.
What are you guys thinking?
Sorry.
submarine. Oh, boy.
Do we need some sort of shell?
A shell is going to be something that we need the center air, you know, for me to, you know, exist in. A lot of window space to see.
Like a flying saucer.
The Model Ts have an ambitious flying saucer design. They'll take a hollow shell that has a big air pocket and great visibility. They've also got to mount their UFO on a set of safety skids so that expert Ken has an out from inner space.
We need a shell, air tank, an engine to move this thing around in the water, steel for the cage, and then some more steel for whatever else we need to do. So that's okay. It's kind of the short and dirty shopping list.
All right, we're all set.
Get it.
Ground control in both bays has sent the submarine searchers to look for usable parts.
Man, are you guys finding anything out there?
Not really. I got one 55-gallon drum that's pretty good.
Keep looking. That's not big enough.
Hey, if you guys can find some angle iron out there, bring that back too.
Oh, nice work. Nice work.
Willie!
What?
While you're out there, scout around for some angle
iron, maybe like 8 foot long.
Just something to use as a guide for when we're doing our cuts.
Aye.
Think I found the handlebars.
Got a bit of a hog.
Suzuki.
All right. Model Ts.
How's it going?
It's going very well. How's it going for you?
Real good.
And what are the lessons that you learned the last time you were here?
Stop and think.
Yeah, and we wasted a lot of time last time. I think we should be more on track today.
That's what we want to hear. Broyles,
how's
it going?
Oh, it seems to be a lot better. You kind of know what to look for, you know, what's more important, bam, bam, until you get to the least important things. Hopefully it will work out pretty good for us.
Okay, great. Well, good luck to you.
Ah, here we go. Excellent.
The Model Ts seem to have found the perfect submarine saucer, an old VW Beetle. But it's not going to leave its home without a fight.
Hey, Willie, I found it.
Who's talking to me?
And the confident cruisers are hoping that this crusty old propane tank will reveal hidden depths.
Hey, Brian, I found the propane tank. This is exactly what we're looking for, a big old white huge
right,
one.
Right on, bring it in, man. All right, we got a tank.
So, both teams are diving in the junk, but who will salvage the superior scrap?
The custom cruiser's hunt for a suitable sub has centered on a huge, stubborn propane tank.
Let me try and push. Hold up! Whoa. All right, I'm cool.
And the Model T's choice of submarine still looks suspiciously like a sluggish beetle.
Roll it on its side so it drags on its...
Yes. Watch it!
Neither looks the least bit water-friendly.
One flying saucer?
That's good.
All right.
Now that's a
good. That's it.
Nice job.
Good find. Cool.
Steve, we still gotta get a four-cycle engine or a four-cylinder engine. This one's got the cam down the middle.
It's really hard to split open.
All right.
You know, we have a vehicle that does that for you.
What's it called? I'd like to get one.
It's a little ATV.
Oh man!
Right there, it's parked over there. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good to see you.
Get your hands dirty.
That's right. Oh, I love getting them dirty. That's why I'm here. But what do you think of the challenge, anyway?
Man. Hard. I mean, just because it's so out of the box for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we build stuff, but it's all automotive stuff. It's engines. It's, you know, this is something just weird.
Does it scare you at all when you think this has got to be something that has to have air that's going to actually keep somebody alive underwater?
I'm not in it.
You're not going to go in?
My expert's going to do our driving.
Have you guys talked about the design already? Have you figured out what you're going to do?
We've got a real good idea.
Yeah.
The custom cruisers are going for a traditional submarine design, with skids on the bottom to allow for an emergency escape. But will a small trolling motor be able to power them to victory?
Considering the motors can push us along fast enough, we'll be able to
up, push the bow plane. Yeah, just like a plane would do.
Nice.
And just get it to kind of stay like this until we get to the finish line.
So what do you think of the challenge today?
It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a fun challenge, though.
Have you ever built a submarine?
No, I can't say that I have, actually.
So you think you're going to be able to handle this? I mean, you feel confident?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was good to see the vehicle come in here pretty quick so we can get to work on that. So this will be the basis for our sub.
The Model T's sub bug will have stability and good visibility, but neither will matter if they can't get it moving. They plan to take a four-cylinder gasoline engine and convert it so that it runs on compressed nitrogen. It's complicated and very time-consuming.
We're looking right now for an engine that would be suitable. I need something at least four cylinders because we're going to use compressed air basically to drive it.
I'm going to be in the water there too with you guys, so I'll look for you as you blow past, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
We'll be the blue streak.
Oh yeah? Very nice.
Hey Steve, is this a Subaru? This looks like a Subaru.
Justin and Steve are searching the junkyard for an engine to propel them over the finish line.
Oh, it's a Daihatsu.
Yeah, I think it's a flat four.
It has an overhead cam.
But it may be hard to please Commander Ken.
We'd have to shoehorn that in somehow.
What do you guys think
about an inline four with an overhead cam?
No.
Too hard to mount. Keep looking.
10-4.
I want to see how it looks that way.
This way?
No, all the way over.
And the custom cruiser's big tank needs plenty of support. So they're using railroad ties for the skids.
This needs to be 3 feet off the ground for safety, so he can swim out of the bottom if it sinks and has problems.
Okay. Hey, we can just bring it back in this. What do you think?
Nice, nice.
Oh, no, look at this. Man, we got all kinds of good stuff under here.
Hang on.
Aw, dude.
I know. Look what I'm...
Uh-oh. Hey, Justin, check this action out.
Oh!
Did we mention that the Model Ts are the youngest team to visit the junkyard?
We found the engine.
Ah! Yeah.
Excellent!
Woo-hoo! Well, I tell you, the Model Ts are in very good spirits right now. It's an ambitious build. I'm not going to lie.
Ambitious. That's a very mild way of putting it.
But, but they're feeling good, and we've sort of psyched ourselves out over there that we're treating every hour as if it were the ninth hour.
Meanwhile, on the other side, custom cruisers are just cruising. I hate to use the pun, but they're just moving along.
But you know what? I think both teams are on track, so.
Yeah, I think so. I'm worried about the Model Ts, though. I got to be true.
Don't worry. They're fine. I'm not worried. Not in the least.
I'm afraid.
I'm not.
I'm very afraid.
I'm not.
Looks like shit.
All we got is a big barbecue.
The cruiser's progress seems to resemble preparation for a cookout rather than an underwater race.
I'm not going in that thing.
I like it. Overhead cam, low profile. Got a flywheel on it.
Yep, sure does. Yeah. Automatic transmission one, but...
Now the crew from the Blue Bay can begin to remake their motor.
All right, let's unload that puppy.
I saw Herbie the Love Bug. They go on top of the water.
Oh, yeah, they float. They'll float for a good half an hour stock. We're building a submarine, so we need to sink it.
A sub bug.
The first submarine was also made from scrap parts. It was an old rowboat encased in leather. In 1623, oarsmen rowed it for brief trips down into the muddy Thames. Men fell in love with sneaking around underwater, and submarines quickly became instruments of war. But modern subs have found other uses. Now, almost anyone can play Captain Nemo.
Rob Martin designs and builds his own tourist submarines and brings his treasure trove of knowledge to the junkyard.
Well done, sir.
Hey.
Welcome aboard, Rob.
Hi, Tyler.
Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So, you have one of these great jobs. You make submarines.
I'm the only kid on my block, at least, to play.
Let's take a look at our two teams here. They both have... pretty different designs.
Both of these designs are not going to be fully dry submarines. Mm-hmm. Both teams are going to have large escape hatches, which is not a bad idea in this race, cut into the bottom.
Let's start with the custom cruisers. What do you think of the design idea?
Very classic. In fact, the way he is going now, he's going to come out looking like pretty much a classic small one-man research submarine.
What about the Model Ts? Would you go with the custom cruisers, or do you go with the Model Ts with your $20?
They are going to have to impress me with some fast thinking to make that work. So right now,
the $20 looks better in my hand over on the side to Custom Cruisers.
Fair enough.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, bring it.
Bring it. We'll see what we can use.
This whole assembly comes off.
Right there.
You're looking at 14 millimeters.
The Model T's are starting the process of converting their combustion engine.
Oh, that's sweet.
You want nice some props?
Wow.
While the Custom Cruisers are adding to their tally of trolling motors.
Two's better than one if it works.
Both teams seem to be making progress with their power predicament.
What?
Huh?
So we still got to come in just a little bit. Straight in. Okay, right there.
Well then.
You are. Yeah, you're getting damn good.
It's going to be pretty interesting. If it works, then we will have a motor that we can run off of air. If it doesn't, well, then I've just screwed up a $1,000 engine.
Teams, I don't want to go into depth on this, but you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours remaining.
Let's go.
All right.
Come on, guys. Let's get back together. Second wins.
We need to do something so we can get progress.
Okay.
I know.
Things are going so smoothly for the Cruiser's build that Willie is actually bored.
Hey, I'm trying to get my captain to have me do something. I just don't want to stand around.
No, trust me.
No?
Trust me. What do we need to know?
This, where is going to end up?
Who cares where it ends up as long as it's less than 8 feet?
You don't see what I'm saying?
I don't.
Here?
Yeah?
What if you set it like that?
Well, don't set it like that.
Yeah, that's what I know. You want to do
it. Set it like that.
I don't know what to do.
Clean it up.
I kind of think, though, you shouldn't fully weld it, to be honest with you.
Well, if we set weight on it, though. If we set them both at the same angle, the same distance from the ground, what's it going to matter?
Oh, we can do it that good. Think we can do it that good?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we get another piece out there that's basically the same as this. Good, because otherwise...
Playtime is over for the boys in blue. Ken is busy on skids for the sub bug, which Captain Gary is stripping of all but the shell. Both teams are cutting legs for their safety skids.
And there is still some frustration in the Red Bay. Broyles has been given the job of making a viewport for their conning tower. But the plexiglass has a mind of its own.
I threw it down and it cut itself at the right place. Oh, that's right. Left it there.
That plexi... What's the matter?
Ah,
yeah, don't use that, man.
You know, man, I haven't done nothing on this.
What do you mean?
Oh, man. Oh, you're cutting plexi? Wait a minute.
It's time out for Broyles.
But just minutes later, the red team's all pushing towards the same goal.
All right.
Riding their barbecue into the sunset.
Where's my chainsaw motor, man? This is what you had in mind, right, Bob?
Exactly.
Nitrogen and compressed air. Get your nitrogen and compressed air. Get it here. Get it while it's hot. Nitrogen and compressed air. Actually, it's not for sale. I went out, splurged on you guys. It's free.
Both designs have air pockets inside, but the supply will quickly be used up. They both need to mount compressed air tanks with regulator valves so that fresh, breathable air keeps flowing. If it works, the pilots will be fine. If not, the situation could turn deadly.
Justin and Steven, a little delivery for you.
Oh, wow.
Check it out.
Thank you very
much. It's our semi-final freebie. Tank of nitrogen, tank of compressed air.
Oh, we'll take that.
There you go. That's why they call you Bruce.
That is.
We got a present for you in the toilet.
A seat.
Check it out.
Fit.
Good.
I left him a little material on the inside so we can glue a bead on the inside.
Yeah. All right, great.
Well, look at this. And look what we got. This is good. This works for me.
Yeah.
Wow. This is great. Well, you know what we got to do is come up with some pipes this size. Do we have any?
Yeah, I saw some pipe that size.
Okay. Top of the hour to you, teams. This is your 4-hour time check. 4 hours remaining.
8 hours of work left. We're right on schedule.
We're right on schedule.
Okay, you guys, let's start to rock here. We got to get something done. We got a goal.
Well, the first thing I notice about Model T's build area is that it looks like a bomb went off in here, and the Custom Cruisers look like their mommies came and swept everything and cleaned it all up.
But remember, Tyler, these guys have had to do a lot more work disassembling the components they need to make this submarine happen.
Right. Take all of this.
The custom cruisers are cruising along.
You can see they already have their skids prefabbed.
Okay.
And this, of course, gives some clearance in case Bob has to exit this thing in a hurry.
And that is entirely possible.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The Model Ts have found something to use as a platform to support their engine.
Tell me it's under 31.
But they're hours away from completion.
Awesome. You guys did it. You pulled it off.
I just want to see how good this one spins. That other one turned real easy. Huh.
And the cruisers are still trying to decide if they need one minuscule motor or two to power their huge propane tank.
This one doesn't seem to have as much speed on the propeller.
How's the engine coming?
Well, it's coming.
Yeah?
We'll know very shortly what kind of engine we got here.
So what was the main problem? Because you've been over here working diligently now for quite some time.
This is a very challenging thing to try to, you know, pull off.
Attention, teams. I know you're under pressure, but unfortunately, I cannot afford you any more breathing room. This is your two-hour time check, teams. 2 hours remaining.
Come on, guys. This is down and dirty. This is it. No
two
more.
2 hours. Damn.
Oh, did they say 2 hours left? Yeah. So we're not done. I'm a little
pointed. Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Hey, not too bad.
Yeah? What are you doing here?
Finishing up welding up the frame right now so we can put the bug on top.
Okay. What's the tank for?
It's our ballast tank. We'll be able to pump air in or out depending on whether we need to raise or lower the back end of the bug.
With air trapped inside, both subs will be lighter than the water they're in and will bob to the surface, so counterweight needs to be added. It's a delicate balance for neutral buoyancy. Too much and they'll sink like stones. Too little and they'll rocket for the surface.
When Ken is in here, how much air is going to be in here? Where's the water going to come to?
The plan right now is to bring the water up to about the bottom of the windows, and then he should have a nice air bubble up there to breathe in.
I mean, how are you going to seal this up to keep the air in here?
The window seals will be all right, and then we also have some spray and foam to out of it.
One thing I have to ask is, what is the toilet for?
We found a bunch of parts in there, and then Steve and Justin decided it'd probably be a good seat for Ken to sit on as he's driving.
Because we all know how comfortable you men are on the can.
Exactly.
We?
How low is Bob going to be in this thing?
He's way down. He's way down. In the water.
Okay.
And he'll be about a little lower than that even. Because his shoulders don't quite fit through this hole. There you go.
So at this point, how much of me is going to be underwater, or how much of Bob is underwater?
Let's see. Looks like, basically from back here down.
Oh, really? But not a lot of room to maneuver in here. It's pretty cramped.
It is.
What kind of controls is Bob going to have in here?
We're going to put a handle on this where this will go up and down.
Okay.
This gets dive planes.
All right.
Like that. If we get up a little bit of speed, he can adjust his up and down a little bit.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, because he said a little bit of speed, and I'm wondering just how much speed you guys expect to get.
I think if we're moving,
that's
enough speed.
Get away, you're right.
Okay.
The Model Ts are building a motor mount, but they don't have a motor yet.
All right. Well there.
Ready? You need it anywhere you want it, though.
Yeah, we'll get it.
In the Red Bay, they seem to have found everything they need.
Yeah, that looks good.
Right there, my friend.
Welding.
Yeah, I think we're all right, man.
The custom cruisers are finding that special forces are needed to levitate their propane tank so they can take the next step of adding the skids.
Yeah. All right. That's one tall sub you got there.
They're not marked?
That's what I wonder.
But the cocky cruisers have hit a snag.
There's a line.
They didn't measure the legs properly.
It's up there pretty high.
No,
we got to chop it down. We got to chop it down. Yeah, we don't want all that height. That's way too tall. We got to take 6 inches off each of these.
If he wants to cut him down, cut
him
down.
If you want to cut him, we'll cut him. I don't care. Okay, let's cut six inches and torch him.
These weren't long enough.
Can we counterbore him in that
fire? Wait a minute. Maybe the problem is.
And on the blue side, the Model Ts are getting desperate.
Millimeter and a 15 millimeter wrench.
Things aren't looking very stellar for the sub-bug scenario.
Many minutes have passed since the car crusher crashed. Both teams are well underway on their voyage of discovery. But who will make headway and who will run aground?
find out after the...
Now, we've given our teams a very tricky challenge. They must build a submarine racer.
Look at that. That's fine, man. Perfect. Look at that.
Yeah?
That's fine.
Beautiful.
And without this, seriously disassembling the motor, there's no way I can get it back on. I think we better start seriously about the...
rotary engine?
Yeah, the hydraulic motor.
With only 45 minutes left, the Model T's grand engine plan has completely failed. Now it's up to the second, smaller motor that Justin and Steve snuck in from the junkyard as a backup plan. If they don't get this one working in time, they're sunk.
Okay, guys, let's go with it.
That might be all right.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
Raise the Titanic. Should have one of these underwater. That would really help.
That'll help keep us right where we need to be.
Right.
It's a great design. I mean,
it is.
You know, we got an expert that knows his stuff here. He's building the sub at home.
It is. It's less like a submarine and starting to look more like something out of Lost in Space, I have to say.
Hey, honestly, 1 second for everyone. Let's come over here. Let's all lift this front end up and put the jacks up all the way and see where we sit.
Okay.
The Model T's, they are working frantically in this last little while before we're finished to get it done.
They had a real setback on that motor design and had to set it aside. So they have apparently gone to a new methodology to solve their problem, but keeping with this concept of using pressurized air to make them go.
So what are they going to do?
The Model T's have gotten a hold of a hydraulic pump motor. Now, these are simply really very simple motors. They're boxes, and inside the box is a small fan blade, like a small propeller.
Okay.
And as it turns, it drives hydraulic fluid. That's the simple concept. Okay. It's really a propeller inside of an enclosed chamber.
Right.
Their idea is to reverse the process, introduce high-pressure air in the backside of this prop, turning it backwards, and thereby driving the shaft. They are currently fine-tuning a steering solution, too, because remember, just having power is one thing, but you got to make this submarine go the right direction. And they came up with what they call a Lazy Susan. It's really a flat plate at the back end of this contraption, and that will be operated by a long tiller arm that the pilot can reach from within in the cockpit. And they will be able to move that motor around much the same way you might move an outboard motor.
So who is the money on? Last chance.
Boy, I have been agonizing about this question. My bet is currently on the T's. The Model T's, I think, are going to take it because they will have the most stable platform and be able to achieve neutral buoyancy and therefore get going down that racetrack first.
Let's figure out where these motors go and torch some holes for them.
Nice. You blew through a little bit, but that's all right.
Yeah, I just got good penetration is all.
Nice. Pull that bracket towards
me. Plenty of time. 30 minutes left. No worries. Model T's, hurry! You've only got 30 minutes! 30 minutes!
You want to drive with your right or left hand?
Right.
Okay, so this needs to go on this side. This will be your right hand on my side. How far you want these hanging down?
Yeah, right around there.
Just like that?
We got to come up a little higher because we want to make sure we're nice and dry. Right there.
Where you want
tape measure in that drop light.
You're hanging a good foot below the steel.
Let's come up another 6 inches.
Where is it?
Propeller.
All right. That looks about right.
Okay.
We're still right on height?
We're real close. Anywhere in there is good.
Right there, man.
Willie.
Yeah?
Go weld inside.
Okay.
Weld our bracket in, please.
Give it hell, Gary.
Beautiful.
All right.
Round stock.
Yeah. Here.
Listen up, teams. This is your 10-minute time call. 10 minutes remaining, teams.
We're there.
We're still there.
We're ready to go, man.
10 minutes. Throw those little bars on there with some bailing wire, man. It's good.
Oh,
Attention teams, I have some bad news for you, but I say this with all due respect, you're going down, way down, and you're going down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, tools down, teams, tools down, the day is done, put your tools down.
Right, she's done.
Good job.
There you go. It's cool, man.
Will the Model T's sub-bug streak to success, or will it simply sink?
Will the custom cruisers just plunge in the pool, or will their propane tank propel them properly?
We're at the offshore model basin at Escondido near San Diego at this ginormous water tank, which is normally used for the testing of the latest in cutting-edge ship design. But today, it's not.
Today, we're testing homemade submarines. The subs will race head-to-head down this watery course. The teams will get 3 runs each, and the fastest time wins.
Marking pan for a drill. Come on. Okay, in the center.
Before these hunks of junk become submarines, some extra tinkering time and some last-minute trading needs to take place.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
He's quick.
Not that I don't trust you, but I don't trust you.
You shouldn't.
Just steal
we
it.
Got what you need. We got a sub that's going to work.
I got what you need, a rescue vessel to come and get you.
What'd you do, leave it at home?
Okay, guys, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Model T's, Ken, how's it going?
Good.
What are your concerns?
Buoyancy in the water column is going to be a big issue. If we put this in the water, load the bottom with lead, I've got a really good lower center of weight.
Uh-huh.
Also, what's nice is because my body will also be a component of buoyancy. So by me sinking up and down,
right.
So I'm moving.
Okay, you're going to be moving and grooving?
I'm moving. I'm trying to get the radio work now.
Nice.
I could have some music and some rhythm
nice.
In my move.
That'd be nice. Steve, come here for a sec.
Yeah.
What are you, you're tagging up the bug here now?
Yeah, we're just adding a few important details.
Components. What have we got down here?
Rub-a-dub-dub, down goes the bug.
No, the bug is not going down.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, it's going down partway.
Right, yeah.
Are you concerned for Ken?
No, I think we've built him a decent vessel. Like you said, he's got a lot of room to move inside the cabin, and he should be able to control it pretty well.
Yeah. Bob and Bruiser, it's almost time to put her in the water. How do you feel?
A little uneasy.
How come?
Well, we had some stability problems. We might have alleviated some of it, and it should be a bit better now.
I mean, what's your major concern now that you feel like you've fixed that problem? There's got to still be something that's worrying you, no?
Still, the stability is a problem, yeah.
Sammy, one chunk in.
Both teams now have the same concern.
Just set it down.
They need to figure out how much lead ballast they'll need to be neutrally buoyant.
Oh.
Too much, and they won't go anywhere.
Right next to you.
Too little, and they'll pop up before they get moving.
In the cavalcade of all human history, there have been really 3 great high points. There was the building of the Great Pyramid at Giza, there was landing a man on the moon, and now there's this, the great underwater submarine race.
That's if we can get them neutrally buoyant in the water here.
Well, there's a lot of work left to be done.
Are our machines going to work?
I think that there are a few final touches that will make them work or not. Our 2 teams, that they worked very, very carefully to get those stability issues, the buoyancy issues, and the balance into those machines.
And this is where the final tinkering kind of comes into play.
The final tinkering is essential.
I think it's pretty clear where your money's going, am I right?
Well, we have a horse race, and right now I'd still be betting the Model T's. But until we put those boats in the water, it truly is anyone's guess.
And we're about to do that.
The Model T's are confident that their sub-bug can become a water beetle. It's not an easy transition from land lover to deep dweller, and there's still a lot of work to be done at depth.
Now that the sub is completely flooded, the Junkyard War safety team is pumping in air from a scuba tank so the pilot can survive. But the air bubble has made the sub lighter than water, and it heads straight for the surface.
There it comes. It's coming up now.
All right.
Whoa. There's our UFO.
Oh, there it goes again.
Now the tricky part. The safety divers are pulling the sub back down to the bottom where it will be racing. They need just the right amount of weight to make the sub neutrally buoyant. To do this, they add and subtract lead ballast.
All right, it's almost in position.
There she goes.
The sub bug is balanced. Now the propane tank is lowered.
Whoa, this side.
The safety crew needs to add more ballast or the sub won't travel properly. At 75 pounds per lead weight, the sub is quite heavy and will need a lot of air pumped in.
How big the air bubble is to get it where it's at now?
Pretty big, I think.
Really? Feeling better about it now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know, it's very exciting to see this thing down here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if it's going to come up or if it's going to stay down there or if it's going to move. You don't know anything.
Well, that's your baby, yeah?
Yep.
You know?
In just minutes, both experts will be piloting the subs for the first time. Yeah. Ken, how are you feeling about the sub bug?
The vessel's very stable. The problem is, once that air starts expanding and rise, even though we're down the bottom, it's just slowly coming up. As soon as that air expands, we gain buoyancy and it rockets up.
Right, right, right.
And so that's why the emphasize the importance of the balancing control. If I get myself perfectly neutral and all my variables stay constant, I can actually use my body for the very, very fine tune, because I'm able to move forward, aft, and up and down in my bubble, which is going to expose me.
All right, but you're feeling pretty good about the bug, huh?
Well, as good as I can hope to.
All right, that's good
all
news.
Right.
With both subs declared safe and balanced, experts Ken and Bob are escorted to the air pockets inside their machines. Even with safety skids, it's a very dangerous situation for the pilots. They aren't wearing scuba gear and have to depend on the limited air inside to breathe. If the subs don't get moving, they'll quickly use up their supply.
Tyler to Karen. We have got the okay from the judge. It's time to start the first run.
Thanks, Tyler.
Guys, looks like we're ready for a race. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Jim, when you feel that the subs are safe, you may go ahead and start the race.
Official Jim sounds the buzzer, while down below, our safety divers give the go-ahead.
It takes some physical effort to get these subs moving. The pilots are also using their bodies as ballast. Better watch that air supply.
We want to see the skids moving. Now we've got the prop going and it looks like he's got pretty good RPMs. Mm-hmm. You see air that's being expelled out of the motor.
You can see Ken's actually turning. He's turning towards Bob and the custom cruisers.
He may be having some trouble with his control. You see, he's cut his prop way over to the right, trying to control his direction, but it appears that he's spinning.
He's stopped the propeller.
That's right.
The sub bug is out of control, and Ken's killed the engine to avoid a crash. But something's happening.
Bob's moving.
Motion. Good movement. He's holding level.
Not a lot of rise off the bottom, but he's moving.
Going forward. Absolutely. Straight line.
And it looks fantastic.
The custom cruisers have gone from a standstill to a speeding bullet. Sort of.
Oh, but now maybe he's losing some direction.
Nice. There we go. He's straightening it back out. Control. He's really
That's right.
Controlling.
He's got those twin.
Karen and Tyler, can you tell what's going on with the boy sub at all? Look at that.
Karen, what I can tell you is that Bob and the custom cruisers are coming right by our window here. They're moving so well, and we got
a winner,
in the first round. It's the custom cruisers.
All right. Fantastic
that was
driving.
A fantastic run.
That was beautiful.
That was a great run.
While the cruisers cross the finish line, the Model T sub bug is in the same place it started. The bug is left on the bottom while expert Ken surfaces.
All right, Bob. That was great.
Awesome. For you, you must be very excited because she performed probably better than you thought, yes?
Way better, awesome. Yeah. It was smooth.
That
looked good.
That was awesome. He kept it underwater. He didn't rub the bottom, and it picked up all kinds of speed. It was perfect.
And he came up and surfaced with that nice
finish line.
That was showy. Very big smile.
Big smile on his
big
face.
Big thumbs up.
Fantastic. What do you think happened with the love sub?
I get some control issues.
Yeah. The love sub, yeah, definitely seems to have some control issues.
Yeah.
What happened was I couldn't get off the bottom. Mm-hmm. Because we just overweighted it, so one edge of the skid was touching.
Right.
So when I powered, it turned on the skid.
Right.
I shifted my weight, and I figured out that if I shift my weight, I'll get the other skid, I'll turn back. But I still didn't quite get neutral.
Right.
We added a little bit too much weight. My back end's a little bit heavy.
Is it? Yeah. Well, you know, it's not so bad to have a heavy back end.
And
people
actually,
like that every now
problem.
And then. All right. Well, so strategy-wise, well, you think you can at least give it a go for the next heat
and
a nice race?
It's hard to say.
Right.
I never got off the bottom because we just had a little bit too much weight.
Well, we've got faith in you. We got three guys topside who are looking to see you make a run of it.
Well, we're going to make the best of it, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right, kid.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
But if nothing I can't get off that bottom, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, nothing to be sorry about.
You know, we got pulled out a little bit early to do that final.
Okay.
Final little bit. Couldn't. I sank down on the water all the way, had my compartment full of air, had the ballast tank full, and I was still touching the bottom. So.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
A little frustrating.
It seemed to have decent.
All right. Well, cool. Look forward to round two.
So, the first run was an easy victory for the Custom Cruisers, but we've still got two runs to go. Who'll have the superior sub and who'll be the wet blankets?
The first run is in the can, and the Custom Cruisers took it with ease. But there's still two to go, so the Model Ts have a chance to get back in it.
The propane tank sailed smoothly to the finish line with its skids just off the bottom. The blue sub bug's engine couldn't get it moving, and it stayed stationary.
Guys!
With round two coming up, it's the Model Ts' last chance to get their ballast right and get off the bottom.
Basically, right now, you are at the verge of going to the finals or going home. How do you feel?
We feel good.
Still 50-50.
Yeah, it's still 50-50. We don't know yet, but it felt good for one round. Let's see if we can do it again.
Yeah. We'll feel great if we can just get off the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
We just want to get, like, a nice, good, clean run. And, you know, and then we'll just compare the times. So,
yeah.
That's all we're looking for is a good, clean run.
Everyone's lined up. Looks good. I say we go.
Okay. Thumbs up. Tyler to Karen, Rob the judge has given us the thumbs up. You can let them go anytime.
Copy that, Tyler. All right, guys,
All right.
Everything is on the line. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Jim, whenever you feel that the subs are safe, you can go ahead and start the race.
And there's the horn.
All right, let's see if they can get off the bottom.
No bubbles, no bubbles.
Will the new weight adjustment allow the Model T sub bug to vie for victory? Or will the submerged saucer stay stuck?
The blue one is running. Slowly but surely.
There's some movement on the blue bug. Do we have liftoff? Or not? But on the red side, things are looking grim. Bob seems to be going nowhere at all.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Step on it, Ken.
Yeah.
Karen and Tyler, what do you see right now?
Karen, from what we can see, Ken is, he's kind of getting going. He's kind of up and down right now.
Bob stationary, hasn't moved at all.
Copy that. We can see Bob right here. They're giving him a lot of willpower right here from the sideline.
You can see a lot of motion inside, too. You can see that water sloshing about as the submarine rocks back and forth.
But wait, the cruisers are doing it again. They're moving.
Tyler, can you tell if Ken is going straight?
And after a brave start, it looks like the Model T's efforts were just a false alarm.
Can't see anything, so.
Come on, Ken.
Still turning. He's going to take out that pole.
He's going to go talk to Ken.
Here we go.
Tyler, what can you tell me about the Love Sub?
The Love Sub ain't doing nothing. And now Bob is flying through the course. He's on his way. But he's coming up too fast. He's coming up fast.
Wow.
He's cruising, man. Look at it.
How's he going to stop that?
I love it. Turn around. He's going to open up.
All right, guys. Well, with the penalty,
we've got Bob across the finish line.
The Custom Cruiser's propane tank traveled across the finish line twice. Bubbly Bob piloted the one-eyed barbecue to a glorious victory.
Move over again. I'm sorry about it.
It's a solid semifinal win for the team in red.
Excellent.
And the sub bug stubbornly stayed stuck for Commander Ken. It's a heavy disappointment for the boys in blue.
What I really needed was, I need another 15 minutes of kind of casual, uninterrupted time to trim so I got buoyant.
All right, well,
I couldn't get off the bottom, so I never really got that trim part done.
Congratulations and commiserations time.
You're not losers, you're just the team that didn't win. Model Ts, you made it to the semifinals, and congratulations to you.
And today, the winners are the Custom Cruisers. Congratulations. Keep going. Hey!